Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Red FM पे गाने तो ट्रेंडिंग है, बट आई एम ट्राइंग टू गेट दिस बैंगलोर पेटी क्रिमिनल गैंग्स मोडस ऑपरेंडी टू ट्रेंड सो दैट यू एंड आई आर अवेयर एंड वी डोंट फॉल प्रे टू दिस ठक ठक गैंग. ठक ठक बिकॉज दे नॉक ऑन योर कार विंडो एट द बैक इन पी कार ट्रैफिक. दे स्टार्टल यू वेन यू पुल डाउन योर विंडो और ओपन द डोर. The other gang member from the other side in traffic puts his hand into your car, takes a phone, laptop, gadget, whatever they can find, and you can't chase them down because your vehicle is stuck in peak car traffic, and voila, they disappear. Disha! Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi, Red FM par. The show is called Morning Number One. Now, while I was talking about this last week, it was the strangest coincidence that Kalpesh heard it and experienced it happening in front of his eyes that same evening. Kalpesh, is that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, you know, this is what happened, right? I was listening to your show yesterday morning around the same time you mentioned about the Tuk Tuk gang. And
yeah,
I had read about it, which happens in, you know, mostly in the NCR region and all of that. And I was quite surprised that it is begin to happen in Bangalore. So when I heard that, you know, I was like, oh, okay, I need to be alert, you know, while I'm driving. So while I was driving back from office yesterday, what happened was near Marathali, there was this car ahead of me, and this guy was just crossing the road. And I noticed that, you know, he's probably just normally crossing the road, but suddenly I hear a guy banging the door of the other car.
Wait. So you're telling me there was a car in front of you and you also saw a pedestrian crossing the road quite normally, seamlessly, but suddenly he started banging the back window.
The back side of the car which was ahead of me.
Okay.
So it didn't happen to me, but it happened to the other car which was in front of me, and I was observing all of this while in traffic. And because I had heard to your show, I was like, okay, this seems to be like a plan which you had, you know, alerted, and I was like, I immediately started moving very close to that car and honking to the pedestrian and said, nothing has happened, move away. And
wow.
I also alerted the car driver and said, do not open the windows, because he had already opened half his window. I said, nothing has happened, you just keep moving.
Whoa, Kalpesh, you saved that man. I don't think that man knows he was on the brink of a big robbery.
Maybe. I was like, man, what kind of coincidence is this? I've heard this in the morning, and then in the evening I get to experience this.
But did you see that? Was there a car puncture? What was the pedestrian telling the car guy? What was he indicating was wrong?
So this guy, the pedestrian, right? He behaves or acts as if the car is run over his leg or his foot.
Oh.
And he wants to get his attention and ensure that the kind of probably car driver gets out of the car or opens and sees what happens to this guy. So I saw all of this and I was like, there's nothing happened. The car has not run over the pedestrian.
And it's in traffic at a signal. How will the car suddenly run over a pedestrian who's crossing the road? Yeah.
Absolutely. And what I also noticed is, I think these guys kind of target people. So the car in front of me had a L-boat sign on it.
Oh.
So I think that could also be one of the things that these guys are targeting at.
You know, the guy who mentioned the robbery from his car yesterday said the guys were peeping into my car to also see laptop bag hair, mobile hair, what is he carrying on the front seat and the back seat. And accordingly, and if the person is slightly older or, you know, L-boat like you said, then it's a double whammy for them.
Yeah. I think that was also something that I felt was, you know, one of their target people.
Crazy, Kalpesh, you've helped that man. I don't think you also realize what you've done for him. I mean, the magnitude. And I don't think that man knows, but these are good deeds. And yeah, just stay alert, my friend. Just stay aware, agile and alert. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And thanks to you and your team who's probably sharing this. So I immediately, you know, yesterday evening it was too late. So I thought morning when your show comes on, I'll message you and keep you posted so that you could share it with the wider audience who listens to you.
Yes, most definitely, Kalpesh. Thank you and all the best, man. You're a savior.
Oh, I feel so good after, I mean, doing something. I don't know, you know, if that is something good I've done, but
of course,
definitely feels good.
Of course you have. Just stay alert and all the best. Thank you for your message.
Hey, thanks, Disha. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Keep rocking. Morning number one, Disha.
going to win.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019 English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi.
Disha! Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate Raho.